Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the A.P. Rallo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 19th of July 2018 at 600 UTC. On the call today we have Satish Babu, Maureen Hilliard, Maheshwara Kirindigoda, Shridip Prayamaji, Ahmed El-Sadeh, Pavan Budrani, Tomohiro Fujisaki, Kylie Ken, Amrita Chuduri, Justin Chu, and I'm checking if I missed anyone. On the Chinese channel, currently we don't have anyone participating. We have received apologies from Holly Raish, Shail Langdonori, and Suadi Hassan. And from staff side, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Yeshim Nazlaj. Our Chinese interpreters for today's call are Ray Chow and Sandy. And before we start, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. And just a kind reminder for those who are on the phone bridge, please don't forget to use star 6 to mute your lines and star 7 to unmute your lines. And back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yeshim. This is Satish Babu for the record. Welcome to the combined June-July call of AP Rallo. Last month we had decided to move the June call because most of us were traveling to Panama. I think our people are still kind of joining in, but welcome to everyone who has taken the time off to attend this call. During this call, we will be making a few announcements that are important for the way ahead, particularly in view of the fact that the at-large review implementation would start quite soon, and there could be changes, in fact, invasive changes, depending on how the plan really unfolds in the way the RALOs and the ALSs and the individual members all work together towards fulfilling the vision of the at-large in ICANN, which is largely to contribute to the policy development processes around the names, numbers, and protocol parameters. There are also other things that we would be doing, but this is the policy is central, and we would like to reiterate that aspect. With that, we will now move on to the next item in the agenda, which is the membership matters. Currently, you have on screen the membership pipeline. We have one applicant, which is an ALS from India, the Cyber Peace Foundation. Pavan has circulated the two documents as part of the due diligence that has been done by staff. So some of us may have prior exposure to this group. So feel free to respond in the email if you have any positive or negative observations on the document submitted or your prior exposure to this organization, if you have had any. Amrita says she knows the organization. So we would be, of course, looking at the responses on the list, and then making a recommendation to ALAC over the next few days. So feel free to provide us with your comments. We have no other people or organizations in the pipeline. So this is a little bit of a lean time for us, membership-wise. So we look forward to adding more members, particularly individual members, because they may be, maybe easier for them to, connect to the membership, the policy processes that we are prioritizing now. With that, we move on to the next item in the agenda, which is a pleasant announcement for all of us in Asia-Pacific. We have had an election at Panama of the ALAC chair, and it is my it's a privilege for all of us that Maureen Hilliard, our ALAC member, has got elected as the next ALAC chair. Congratulations, Maureen, on behalf of all of us. And I would like to request Maureen to speak to us for a minute about what she is planning to do as the incoming ALAC chair. Over to you, Maureen.
Oh, thank you very much, Satish. This is Maureen for the record. Yes, what I plan to do, the very first thing, of course, is things like electing, choosing vice chairs and that kind of stuff. Today I was involved in selecting the two members and the two alternates who will make up the ALAC team that is going to represent the ALAC on the EPDP. This is something that you will hear a lot of over the next year, because it's the expedited policy development process that is going to be looking at the temporary specifications in relation to the GDPR, the general data protection regulation of the EU. Already, as soon as I was appointed in Panama, it had to hit the ground running. It's been pretty full on. So I will be attending APRALO meetings as much as I can, and they will be a priority, but I have to attend all the other RALO meetings and a whole lot more other meetings as well. So looks like it's going to be a busy time. But thank you to everyone who has wished me well, and I know that APRALO is going to be there if I need help. So thank you in advance.
Thanks, Maureen, and all the best to you, and rest assured that APRALO will be there to support wherever required. And indeed, it's going to be a very busy time for you, and we do understand that you have to prioritize amongst your different conflicting meetings. But we would like to nevertheless welcome you to all our meetings as we go forward. With that, we now move on to an item which is of very significant impact for both ALSs of APRALO and the individual members, and this is the at-large review implementation. And it's over to Maureen for an update on the next steps on the at-large review implementation.
Thank you again, Mr. Chief. It's Maureen for the record. Yes, next step. When I sort of like think of it, like it's probably going to be one of the most important things, important roles in my, role as the chair. I'm sort of like looking at looking at the review as one of the key drivers for change as it will happen within at large, and especially the ALAC. But if it affects the ALAC, it will also filter through to affect the RALOs in some way, hopefully a good way. But I think it's been 2 years since we first, the AP Rallo leadership team was first sort of like in a round table with one of the implementation reviewers. It's taken us 2 years of many reports being written for different people, different organizations within ICANN, and we finally, on the first day of Panama, got our the proposal that we put in for the implementation of the recommendations that had been made in the original review report. The implementation plan that we proposed has been accepted by the board. So we will be looking at ways in which we, as an at-large team, and that's the LX plus the RALOs, and that means RALO members as well, to be involved in making plans that will impact on the RALOs, that will also create efficiency and effectiveness, sort of like actions that really help us to do the work that we're actually basically mandated to do to help ICANN do its work. At the moment, one of the things that we have actually sort of like developed, because policy is very, very important, and one of the things that I actually put in my nominee statement was that I really felt it was important that if people are going to be involved in policy, they need to understand what the policy is about and what it is that they are contributing to. And I think one of the things that really surprised me is, and we will probably discuss it later, but it's the fellowship proposal that has just been discussed within at large. And we had over 80 comments in that public commentary. And I'm just thrilled about it. But it was people who not only were fellows, but people who were just ordinary ALAC members and ALS members who had something to offer to that conversation. And I'm very appreciative of the fact that we've come up with a document that sort of like tries to cover a lot of the things that were, in fact, hopefully all the things that were raised in some way into the comment that ALAC will submit back to the fellowship program. So we want ALS members, individual members, to be involved in the work that we do to help to improve the way we do things in at large. And I think too that policy in the consolidated policy working group, which is coordinated by Jonathan Look and Olivier Crisson LeBlanc, they will be discussing policy, and at the moment they're looking at basic principles and even talking about what is an end user. We always say we represent the interests of end users. So today there was another discussion that was starting on something about end users. So it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, but if we can look at the basic principles, we're getting some way to getting greater understanding about what it is that we're doing. So although we haven't sort of like gotten down to exactly all the things that we're an actual work plan as such, I'm not supposed to be starting until October, so we've got a little bit of time to work on the plan so that when it comes to October, we'll be ready to go. Okay, so I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen, for that explanation and update. Looking at the screen, it says at large review 2015 to 2019, and that's about 4 or 5 years. And considering that this is an investment for everybody concerned, the community, ICANN, external reviewers, other AC SOs, we can imagine the amount of effort and time, money, everything that has gone on into this review. So it is indeed something that is big. And therefore, as Maureen mentioned, it is going to mean changes to the way we're going to work. And one of the main differences, as has been mentioned, would be that the primary role of the RELO would be to facilitate participation of ALSs, ALS members, and individual members in the policy formulation process in terms of responses. So we look forward to the next steps as they unfold over the next few months on what these changes really mean to all of us. So are there any questions for Maureen on the at-large review implementation? Not seeing any hands. Please be aware that you can also raise questions later in the list. We now move on to the regular policy updates. Now we have Holly and Cheryl who are in apology today, but we do have Maureen and Kylie with us. So it's over to Maureen for the, I think Maureen has a lot of work in this call today. It's over to Maureen for the policy update.
Yes, so I think Satish is playing back. I'll just go through the policy thing as quickly as I can. The first one is to do with the proposed unified access model. Okay. I did mention the ETDP, the expedited policy development process, and this is to do with the GTLD registration data, and it's a special group that has been compiled, and ALAC has been invited to it to participate, but it's going to be looking at the temporary specifications, which has to be, we've got, the GDPR came out in May, and we've got a year. ICANN has got 12 months in order to get its temporary specifications organised so that their expectation of the access to data is enabled in some way that also complies with the European Union laws relating to the General Protection Data Regulation, which is GDPR. Okay, so this unified access model is a comment that is being requested, and I noticed that no one has volunteered yet to put their hand up for that. Except we elected four representatives from the ALAC as members who can participate in the EPDP, and they are Alan Greenberg and Haja Al-Niawi from Egypt, from Tunisia, Egypt. Can't remember.
Egypt is right.
Yeah, Egypt.
And
that's quite an important one. The whole EPDP is really important. They've got 12 months to, in fact, less than 12 months to get this this process developed and to get ICANN out of the who sort of thing. Anyway, carrying on. So those first two are to do with data issues. So they're sort of like quite high profile, and you're going to hear more about that during the year. Carrying on with the ordinary things, there's the travel support guidelines, which we're actually just voting on at the moment, and a lot of people contributed to that. Public comment as well, so it was very pleasing to see. Again, more stuff on data that Alan's doing. And, of course, I've already mentioned the new fellowship program approach, which there will be, I think, in the next couple of days, if not tomorrow, the second draft, the final draft of the of that comment will be uploaded, and that will include the comments that were made after the first draft. So that's the one that will be the, once we have that final draft up and any further comments may be incorporated into it, and then that will go to the vote in about 2 weeks' time. Then there's one of the things that we sort of like found within ICANN is that, you know, for our review, it's taken 2 years for us to get up to a stage where we are now, we can implement our the review. What did they pick on and how are we going to fix it up? 2 years. Apparently, the reviews are done every 3 years. So that means we could be running our own EPDP to try and get everything done within a year, because in a year's time, according to their regular review process, we could be being reviewed again. So one of short-term options and another one on long-term options, public comments about that. So if you're interested in looking at what kind of reviews are coming up and, what people are saying about those reviews and the comments that they're making, you may want to add something yourself. Then, of course, we've got the initial report on the new GTLD, subsequent procedures, policy development process, overarching issues, and work track 1-4. And, of course, that's been going on for quite a while as well, since 2012, when the first round of new GTLD sort of like hit the street. And this working group, these work tracks have been looking at different issues related to the manual that is used for this new GTLD delivery sort of thing. So we are after comments, but it's not due till September. And I would say that this item is going to come up in Jonathan's consolidated policy meetings. So if you want to know more about the policy issues, I would certainly recommend that you join those meetings. They're only an hour, so that would be a good way of you learning what is actually sort of like happening in the policy area for at large. The final item there about Red Cross, initial report on the protections of certain Red Cross names in all GTLDs. Just today, Alan put out an email to say that he's made a first draft of his comment for this report, and in it he basically says that that ALAC supports the protection of the name Red Cross, so that people can't use it in their domain names and pretend they're fundraising for Red Cross, which is when in fact they're not. So in order to have Red Cross in your domain name, you have to be an accredited Red Cross Association and have all the documentation to prove it before you can even apply to get a domain name that has Red Cross. So that is the sort of thing that we're commenting on. And, I think that, again, as I mentioned, come along to the consolidated policy meetings and just listen to what's them, because they'll be dividing up into subgroups and looking at different issues. And it'd be good if we can have people from Aotearoa in those subgroups. Thank you. Oh, the rest of the subjects there are basically things that are coming up. Some of those items, just looking at them now, we probably won't even make a comment on them because they're not really sort of like related to us as such. But that decision will be made later by the ALAC, and then they'll put out the list that we are going to make comments on. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Kylie, is there anything you wish to add to this?
Yes, just a few words. Hi, thanks to Satish, Kylie Khan for the record. Maureen has just given a very full coverage of all the policy issues currently. So for the new GTOD, there's a competition, consumer choice, and consumer trust review team, which has been ongoing for, say, a year and a half so far, and is still trying to wrap up and should be final within a month or two. So that is not what's happening on that side. However, within the community discussion, there's one thing that was caught my attention, that is about we at large ALAC, we are to represent end users' interest. And Byron just mentioned that we are trying to define exactly what we mean by end users. And also, in order for at large ALAC to be more effective, we also need to understand what are the end users' interests and how do we best represent them. And related to this issue is about the very nature of ICANN. And is ICANN a regulator, or ICANN is how the multi-stakeholder structure, how is it supposed to represent, or within that, what role it should be playing. And so right now, officially, ICANN does not have a very clear definition and positioning of that concept. So this is some related issue, and there lately, over the last week or two, there was quite some discussion on this issue. So that is something that we at Aotearoa, our ALSS, we are directly the end users, and something that we might want to think about. So that's about what I would like to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Kylie. So a few observations quickly. Last night we had the consolidated policy working, which will take a leading role in the way policy is kind of co-evolved with our community. So there were quite a few discussions, including the definition of, as Maureen mentioned, definition of the end user. And of course, what Kylie talked about, the regulator's role, whether ICANN is a regulator or not, there was a lot of discussion in the mailing list. Again, it's partly historic. There is a lot of baggage, and the senior people know about the whole process early. And the current situation is that ICANN does not want to be and does not is not a regulator. For various historic and contemporary reasons. Coming back to the issue of end users and how we in the Aotearoa community can participate, one of the important suggestions that came up, it is not yet a decision but a suggestion, is that for major policy projects. For example, the EPDP, which is unique, one of a kind, process that we have not seen before. There should be at the railway level a policy anchor or a policy champion who will coordinate the railway within the railway process on getting people to comment, participate in the policy process. Now, if this becomes a decision of ALAC as recommended by the CPWG, then we'll be happy to call for volunteers in each of the major policy processes. And the role of this person to start off would be to stimulate participation from our community. And this has been a kind of criticism against at large in general. So one of the changes we are trying to make is this particular role of a policy anchor or champion. So we are now waiting for the formal decision from CPWG and ALAC. And once it comes, we will get going on this. And just an observation for the forthcoming public comments, there are 5 LGR requests, the label generation rule set. And all these are from South Asia, particularly India. So if the Indian community has anyone who wants to participate in these processes, they are most welcome to join the public comment process. With that, I'd like to ask if there are any questions on policy by anyone, or any comments or suggestions or anything that anybody would like to ask. Not seeing any hands up. Please note that we will come back to this question of engaging, as Nadira says, it's a positive recommendation, and we will come back to this on how best to kind of engage our EPRELO community. With that, we now move on to agenda item number 6. Shridip has raised his hand. Shridip, please go ahead. Shridip, are you muted? We're not able to hear you.
Shatish, I think he lowered his hand.
No, that is me. Unfortunately, I clicked on that pop-up and it went down. So, Shridip, you can raise this question a bit later when you get your audio in order. We will now move on to the next item, but you can. I'll come back to you after the next item is done. The next agenda item is ICANN 62, which is the ICANN Policy Forum at Panama. As you would be aware, Policy Forum is the shortest of the ICANN meetings, and the focus in general is policy. So it does away with things like the gala dinner and all that. Even the public comments are not there. And this is a very focused meeting at aimed at policy. So I'd like to ask Maureen and Kylie to go first. If there are any notable, apart from the policy things that already have been mentioned, anything else that are notable with regard to the Panama meeting. Maureen, please go ahead.
Can someone else go ahead? I'm just a little bit busy at the moment. Sorry.
Sure, no problem. I'll take it up from there. Before that, let me ask Kylie. Kylie, do you want to add on anything to the ICANN 62?
I need to think about that as well. I see that most of the policy issues Maureen has just covered, and many of them are related with us. Overall, for ALAC, I think the most important issue is that the election of our new chair, as Maureen, and congratulations for that. So I think that is what pops up from my mind. Back to you.
Thank you, Kylie. Thank you, Kylie. I would just run quickly through the post ICANN 52 policy report that we received from David Olive, wherein I am just looking at the at-large section of it. As Kylie said, the most important for us was the election of the elect chair, which we have already announced. The second one was on the ICANN board approving the at-large review, which Maureen has announced. We had several discussions with different ACSOs, including the GAC and the board. And we had a presentation by Jonathan Zook on the, I mean, he led an at-large policy discussion based on various communications, engagement, capacity building, and pertinent policy topics, etc. We had a presentation by David Conrad on the KSK rollover process, how to restart. That process was stalled in the last meeting, but that they're trying to restart it, and the plan was shared with us. Then the entire at-large people present at Panama went to the GNSO sessions. That was a change from, it was the first time that this has happened. Alan and the whole of the ELAC leadership said that everybody should attend and be a part of that process. So that is something interesting. We also discussed the ICANN proposed unified access model, as already mentioned. The routine joint meetings took place. We had the last two times we have had a joint at-large NCSG outreach session. Now, this is somewhat unique because we are in two different, NCSG is a part of GNSO, and we are a part of ELAC. And the efforts taken particularly by Uralo and Olivier and Tatiana Tropina, who have taken the lead to bridge this gap between the two organizations, both of which target the civil society. They within the GNSO framework, and we as we have a more open kind of a framework as targeting the civil society, end users, end user interests, and so on. So that event was widely participated. We had initial discussions on Atlas III, which is currently, it is not approved as yet, but currently scheduled for Montreal next year. The information that we have at this point is that there is a fairly drastic budget cut, and that we will only a few people will be. Maureen, I see your hand. I'll come back to you. So we will not be able to pull in all our ALSs to the Atlas III, and we will have to apply some kind of a filter, and this would mean tracking, monitoring the performance, participation of ALSs and individual members. And we note that the participation in at-large 3 is not only for ALSs, but also for individual members. So we will be treating individual members at par with ALS representatives for the selection of the, maybe we'll have about 15 seats out of our total 52 or 53 ALSs plus another 8 individual members. So we will have to work this out in conjunction with at-large, I mean with ELAC. So we are looking at Maureen to give us the guidelines for on how the selection can be made. Then the rest of it has been already covered in various presentations today. So I'll go to Maureen for her question. Please go ahead, Maureen.
Thank you, Satish. Sorry, I had an interruption and I wanted to get rid of them before, so I could continue on with the meeting. I just you've covered everything. I just wanted to add one of the things that is particularly it's included into the policy meeting is the presentation of the ETHOS Award, and I was privileged to actually be on the selection panel with Alan and Keith Drasek and a few other people who selected this year's recipient, who was Stefan Gelden, who died not long before, was after the Puerto Rico ICANN meeting. And it was a great presentation, and it was a very well deserved for someone who would have gotten, if he had been alive, he would have gotten a prize. He was a wonderful man. Satish also mentioned Atlas III, and it is very, very, what he said is really important. There have been drastic cuts. Last time we had an Atlas II was held in London. We had over a representative from every one of our ALSs attended that meeting. This next meeting, that will not happen. So there are going to be criteria that have to be achieved by people who will be invited to that meeting in Montreal. So there'll be more information on that. I'm actually leading that. So, the team that I'm working with, as we devise the plan, you'll be amongst the first to hear about it. And another thing that happened in ICANN 62 was also that Cheryl Holly and I were movie stars in a little video about the at-large review. So if you happen to be, looking through the videos of that ICANN meeting, we're there talking about the at-large review. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. It's indeed very interesting for us in APRELU to note that the three leaders of the at-large review are all from APRELU, number one, and number two, all of them are women, which is indeed a great achievement as far as our community, the whole at-large community is concerned. So that's very interesting. Also, Stefan, so I had the privilege to work with Stefan for 2 years in the NOMCOM while he was the associate chair and later the chair. And we had a very fairly close relationship, although we were from totally different cultures. And when I learned that, when Sebastian told us that Stefan had passed away, I wrote to his father, actually, who had responded. And later on, on behalf of APRELU also, I put in a, although we had no locus standi in this, but we did support the whole multi-stakeholder resource award for Stefan. So he will be greatly missed by our community. Shridip, are you able to talk now? If you're not able to speak, you can post your question on chat as well. And we can respond to it either way. So while the question is coming up, we will go to the next item of the agenda, which is the two working groups which have asked for members and possibly a RELU level chair or co-chair. The first is the social media working group. John Lepreve is heading this working group, and the idea here is to, you can see it on screen, is to coordinate the social media messages to the public and to the communities within at large and within ICANN. So John Lepreve is asked for APRELU level coordinator or a chair, and also from members, also four members. So any of you, any of this community members who are here today and in the list, if you are interested in either coordinating or participating in the social media efforts of at large, please let us know, let staff know with a copy to us, leadership team, and we will be then able to, shortlist a group and identify a chair for the group, and then intimate the working group chair, that is John Lacreve, and from there he will take on and support the group. So I would recommend that over the next few days, maximum a week, please let us know of your interest in participating in this activity. Because it is social media, I'm sure many of us are capable of taking this on. So that's the first point. Are there any questions on this or comments? The next is the outreach and engagement. I will ask Maureen to explain this particular announcement. Maureen, over to you.
Thank you, Satish. Maureen, for the record, again. The outreach and engagement working group is being resumed after, sort of like a bit of a hiatus. It's we are now calling for co-chairs and members for this working group. The committee has actually, it's called a working group, but it's actually a subcommittee of the ALAC, but call it working group because that's what it is. But they will have co-chairs who will act as the liaison between the working group and the RALO. We want to get feedback backwards and forwards so that we get some get some idea of what's happening out in the regions, and if it comes back to the outreach and engagement working group, it actually gets formally logged by the staff somewhere. The first thing we have to do, of course, is to elect a co-chair. And although the working group has actually recommended expressions of interest and all that kind of stuff, I think we have to leave it, as Satish has said, for the social media group. We leave it for the members to select the co-chair. I would recommend, however, that it be the chair or of the RALO so on, because there is quite a lot of work. The outreach engagement, I'll tell you now, the outreach and engagement committee is a committee that I'm going to probably give a higher profile. It will be if you've read the proposal, the implementation plan, there were several recommendations relating to outreach and engagement that sort of like that we need to work on. And I'm assuming that this particular working group is going to coordinate a lot of those, well, all of those activities in some way. So that could need some high-level kind of work with Daniel, who's the chair of the working group. So, I'm leaving it up to the RALO itself to select its member, but I'm just giving you a heads up on the responsibility that's going to be involved and the level of discussion that's going to be required in this role. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Satish again for the record. So I would request Sylvia to staff to identify two action points here. We need to call for members of both these working groups. We don't have to call for the chair, because the chair we will decide once the members are in place. So if you can send out a mail inviting volunteers for this, we can take up the subsequent steps after the members are confirmed. Maybe we should give them a week for responding to both these calls. Are there any comments or questions? If not, we will move on to the NAMCOM update. Over to you, Nadira.
Thank you, Satish. This is Nadira speaking. First of all, I before having a review about the NAMCOM, I want to commend the work, the efforts everybody involved into the policy development comments, and it's a lot of work. And in fact, that I would like to recommend that because of the volunteer burnout time, it's just not easy to get into so many policy and comments. So if once you are recruiting, asking the ALSs to get engaged, it's good to have more than one champion into different policy, because that's too much work. Like, for example, I wanted to participate. I started with the easy one, but other, like my personal work and my, it's demanding, and that needs a lot of time. So I really appreciate who does that amazing work. You are really impressive, Maureen and others, Satish and all, Kali. You are a really hard worker. Regarding the NAMCOM, it's just because last month I didn't have an update, because we the second stage of the process, we have to split into deep dive teams because we have cut the applicants, the candidate into a lower number. So the deep dive teams are split, and we kind of divided equally of the candidate and did the screening and review and reached out to a different method of their references and asking more information. And all this gathered information were discussed at ICANN Panama meeting. Also at ICANN Panama meeting, we have interviewed in person the candidates who applied for the board position. And probably most of you have read the announcement by the chair of the NAMCOM. The positions are already decided on, and it will be officially announced at the mid of August. I would like to have open the discussion if you need more information and more detail about certain steps. That will be helpful. You can reach me out. By the way, it is a hard working. It's not easy to be. To attend other meetings, because it's the deliberation, the collegial among the NAMCOM, it's amazing. It's just also a good experience for future consideration to someone who wants to be in this role, and also to someone who wants to apply. It's also good to work at acquiring the qualification of that role, because we could see the way it was dropped from the first screening to the second, and then we have a very tough once you have a narrow, and it's this year I could see that there is it's a challenging process. And another thing about this a lot of enhancement we have during this term, that every single applicant received a different process. If he was dropped out, or he was alternate, or he was his candidacy under review or background check. And hopefully you will be hearing by mid-August, and I hope the community will be satisfied of our choices. Thank you all. Back to you, Satish.
Thank you, Nadira. We understand this must have been a very busy time for the NAMCOM people as well. My colleague on the NAMCOM, Yuryu, always used to say that the last bit of NAMCOM's work which normally happen near this meeting, June, July, is like the cardinals electing the Pope. All the cardinals are locked up in a place, and till you see the white smoke coming out, you know, they are kind of kept busy. So it's something like that. And having been on the NOMCOM, I understand the kind of difficulties. And right now, the NOMCOM has even more work. They're tasked with selecting even higher number of people because of PTI and so on. Yeah, so it is actually a great deal of work. And thanks, Nadira, for representing AP Railo in the NOMCOM. So with that, we come to the end of the formal agenda. So the floor is now open for, we have 4 minutes. The floor is now open for any questions or any comments by anybody who is on this call. I don't see any hands. In the meantime, I would like to announce that next week we have the Asia Pacific Internet Governance Academy, APGA, in Seoul in South Korea. It is a school of internet governance largely meant for young people, and importantly, it is organized by ICANN jointly with the Korean Internet Security Agency, KISA. So that's taking place next week, and I hope to be, I'll be there participating in EPIGA. So not seeing any other hands up. Amrita says, please share your articles on ALS activities by 23rd for the AP Railo newsletter. So thanks, Amrita, for driving this newsletter, which has become quite popular in terms of the number of people downloading it each month. In fact, in some months, I'm told that it is better than the bigger at-large kind of news. So not seeing any other questions or comments, I'd like to once again thank everybody who's taken the time off for joining this call. It's over to Yeshim to formally close this call. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Satish. Thank you all for participating. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.